GM is the fourth largest employer in the Lansing region. They create over 4,000 jobs. But the Lansing Economic Area Partnership estimates there are more than 6,500 supplier jobs. There are 9 companies around Lansing that supply GM. Because they're all private companies, they don't come close to that fourth largest employer spot that GM takes up. But if you added them all up together, suppliers create more jobs in the Lansing region than GM. Patrick Anderson is the CEO of the Anderson Economic Group. Each week of the strike, his firm puts out estimates of how much GM and workers are losing. He says people tend to think of the two major players in the strike and forget the others.
Well, there's GM and there's the UAW. In fact, the majority of people don't work for GM or any of the major automakers. They work for dealers, they work for suppliers, parts assembler, repair.
Anderson says after the 2007 strike, GM and the auto industry changed. A lot of the jobs that used to be GM or UAW jobs went out to private businesses whose main client is now GM.
And then the sheer number of UAW employees is much smaller than it was, say, in the end of the last century. But it doesn't mean there's no pain to go around. The pain still goes around. It just goes outside the GM collar, so to speak, much faster.
According to Anderson's most recent estimates, the UAW workers and suppliers have lost more than $266 million. And even if the strike is resolved, they stand to lose more this week since they've lost production for the week.
But their mortgage needs to get paid just as much as everybody else's. So we do need to think about the suppliers. And in our estimates, starting the third week now, we think suppliers are actually losing more wages than the UAW workers.
Last week alone, Anderson estimated supplier workers around the country lost nearly $11 million per workday. And that has a big effect on GM towns like Lansing with lots of suppliers.
Places like Lansing, East Lansing, Delta Township, Oakland County with the Orion Assembly Plant, Detroit, Hamtramck. I mean, if you've got that many GM workers and suppliers, you're going to feel it. And nowhere is the concentration like Michigan. And it means white collar, blue collar, new collar, every kind of collar is affected by this. And I am very concerned about Michigan going into a one-state recession.
Anderson says, if you count the suppliers, there are more people in Southeast Michigan who are losing wages and didn't vote for a strike than people who did. None of the 9 Lansing area suppliers have responded to requests for comment on how this is affecting their workers. But with more than 6,000 supplier jobs and 4,000 GM jobs, the longer the strike goes on, the more dangerous it will be for Lansing's economy. For WKAR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.